Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
All week looking for that funniest text. You guys have been, you've really come through. Mm-hmm. These are, we're laughing a lot in here. Vinny will read us one. We follow about the plays. It's hilarious. So thanks for the laughs, you guys. It's like a trade-off. Throughout the morning show, text us your best. Although I will say, no more just pandering to Maddie. Don't do that anymore.
Oh, come on.
No, it's getting old. Come on.
They're not pandering. They're just, you know, speaking the truth.
Okay. So if you win, you will get a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice. No more speaking the truth, guys.
I don't know why you hate the truth so much.
I don't know. I'm really not doing a show about truth over here. Let's just make some stuff up and have some fun. This is interesting. I don't know when it was. I think maybe late last week we were talking about Sydney Sweeney breaking up with her husband.
Yeah.
She and Glenn Powell getting seen around
a
lot.
I am so not surprised. Mm. I know they did that movie together, but
Anyone but you.
It's on Netflix, whatever it
so
is.
So you and
I didn't watch it. I know it was on my TV in my living room. Christina, I believe, saw it. Maybe I'm probably not the kids, but either way, they're both the big heartthrobs. They're the modern heartthrobs. They're the hot actors of the day. Seeing them together made me think, how do they not? I've listened to the celebrity trash now for 30 years or whatever it is.
Lucky.
And you hear, I am lucky, I know. Mm-hmm. And you hear about all these people who they get together in a movie and then they're together.
Yep.
It seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
It was anybody but you, by the way.
I'm hot. You're hot.
Here we are
in an exotic location.
Our spouses
location.
Are nowhere to right. be found. I mean, why wouldn't we just do this?
So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So they're not confirming this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are rumors swirling, obviously. So people confirmed that Sydney Sweeney recently ended her engagement to her fiance of 3 years, Jonathan DeVino.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, sure.
If you were with a fiance for 7 years, mm-hmm. you're together, and then you go do this movie with some actor, some hotshot, and he's into you. You can tell. Like, this guy's...
Then there's on-set chemistry.
There's chemistry, and he's
you have to make
you.
Out over and over, and you're looking for reasons to rehearse in your trailer.
Well, that's the question I was getting to, which is, do you need to really sit, not be on screen and sample the goods before you decide, I gotta leave this other guy? Or are you taking a chance that that same chemistry will be in place when you finally get back to circle back for him?
Yeah, I
for
don't,
you. I'm not,
I
tr- may or
I truly
may not have
don't
cheated.
Know. I mean, that's, yeah, I'm trying to put myself in that position, right? So now I'm like all, you know, horned up because I have to make out with somebody hot every day just for work, for work. But I'm like, Jesus, this guy, he's killing me over here.
Yeah.
I think that if I'm letting myself go there in my head, that I have some cleanup work to do outside of that, that I would have to say, I am tempted. Maybe I don't marry the fiance.
Right.
And I say, let's take a break. And
I
then
feel
I go
like
bone that guy immediately and find out if it's for real.
That's, I feel like that's where we're at.
But that's scary to me. That's like, what are you doing? You're blowing up something that you have in the real world to take a chance on a thing where this guy is, you're on a set. It is magic. He's going to be on other sets, and so are you.
Right, but most people aren't in situations where they go to work and have to pretend to be in love with the hottest lady in Hollywood. Or
I'm
the
not
hottest
pretending
guy
anymore.
And, but that's
now
what
it's
I'm
real.
Saying. That is a job that there's temptation. Right. For the paycheck. You're
agreed.
Already, so, you know.
So what am I, just doomed to a life of
no.
just being alone because every time I'm making out with some guy on set, I fall in love with him? Who am I?
I think
that, why can't I tamp down my hormones?
I think that you do find yourself, you know, Elizabeth Taylor famously had 8 husbands.
Mm. Well, one of them she had twice.
whatever.
They made another movie, fell back in love, you know.
I do think
that's what she should have done, just made, kept making movies with the same guy over and over.
It's an interesting reality.
Yeah. No, and I'm sure it's really hard.
Will stay home on purpose. It's best I'm home.
Yes. I'm content here. Why would I put myself into the job we're making out with and grinding on this lady is the thing I'm going to do? I don't want it.
I don't think he had a partner, but we know that she did.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was. However, here's the thing. Friends do go as each other's dates to things all the time. But I read plenty of romance novels where it's like, oh, could you help me out? Can you come to my sister's wedding with me? It'll be fine. Nothing will happen. And then there you are together by the end of the night, that end of the romance novel. Now you're married.
So were they seen together? Is that what's happening?
She took her to his sister's wedding.
They're doing it.
They're totally together. I mean, you don't take somebody to a wedding.
If they're not, they're going to be soon, right? I agree. You take someone, I don't know. I'm saying sometimes people do have friend dates that they're like, oh, I'm so sad. I broke up with I'm going to go to my sister's wedding. You want to come? It's a good time. My family's really fun. He's going on and on about how fun his family is. And she's just a good friend. She had a great time. And I think he was like a groomsman. So he sort of master of ceremonied the whole thing. He had a lot to do, but she held her own. And
she met his family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
No, she didn't just meet him. She was at the wedding.
Right.
Like that's something. Anyway, let's see if there's a...
I'll bet you $5 these two are a thing.
Well, you think that they've boned? I'm going to say they have.
The question was, do you think she had to do him before she was willing to get rid of the other guy? But I do think by now, yeah. You kidding?
Maybe
wedding weekend?
The minute she moved out of the other guy's house, she was like, hey, I'm so sad. I just broke up. Do you think you could grab a pizza and come over? I just need a little moral support right now.
Well,
oh, you can? Great. See you soon. Bring condoms.
Bring condoms.
For no reason other than we're having bananas. So I don't know why that would matter. He is 36. She's 27. And he confirmed that she attended the fun, rowdy wedding of his younger sister, Leslie, in Texas, Tejas, over the weekend. And I guess he was, you know how Jenna Bush Hagar, Hoda Kotb is gone, so she has guest hosts all the time, and Olivia Munn was guest hosting, so it's the two of them, and they immediately just start saying, so what's going on? It caused a little bit of a stir. Did that surprise you? When you took her to a wedding, he says, you know, timing is everything in this world. He's laughing. Leslie and Sid are obviously great friends. It was a hell of a wedding. And they just go on. He's like, no, she had fun. I was the master of ceremonies. I had to do this. I had to do that. He's a master of deflection. Talked all about the wedding. Talked about what a great time they had. And really said nothing about them together. You know, the Powells know how to do it right. So all the people that love her were there. The Powells know how to crank it up. Oh, my God. I'm looking at pictures of them on some kind of, I don't know, like a roller coaster ride maybe. And they are just hugging, and you can't even see where her hands are. Anyway.
I saw, and this is just, I didn't even read it because I try not to go too deep. I never want to radnitch you. But I saw this picture, and it's of, who's Ryan Reynolds' wife?
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively in a scene with another actor.
Oh, you want that story? That's a pretty funny story.
Oh, did you see it?
I do. You know what they're saying?
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
She is grabbing his man zone without question.
Yeah.
Like,
so it wasn't in the script, and this is, everyone's calling her huge. She's a hypocrite. She's saying, and this is legit, she's saying, we discussed this first. I thought that was something the character would do, and I said, I think maybe she grabs you by the cojones or the whole area and gives it a good squeeze. And he went, yeah, okay, that does sound like something she'd do. Please do. She's saying, no, we talked about it.
Oh, okay. So I just saw the picture and was like, I love when a lady does that to me.
Oh,
Like that is a really.
Yeah. The old, the junk grab.
You want a full handful. Like just come
don't
on.
Don't junk punch me. Don't junk laugh me. But you can junk grab me.
Don't glance by. Like, really, just let me know you're here for it. And that's what that handful was.
Yeah,
that
it was. Like, yeah, because they're like kissing in the picture, aren't they? Right? And she's, well, and they're playing a married couple.
Oh, they are.
I believe so. And so let me see if there's a, let me see here. I have pictures of this too, actually.
That's the thing. I saw the picture and went, oh, that is exactly what a guy wants right there.
You know what? Can you grab the picture?
Grab all the stuff.
Yeah, they're, I think they're a married couple. And this is from, let's see. Blake discussing a scene from the 2018 movie A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and director Paul Feig. And I guess that I don't even see the guy's name in here. But anyway, she says they talked about it. Oh, Henry Golding. There
yeah,
it
look
is.
At the handful.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, look how they're blocking it with the, that's silly. She's not doing anything.
So she's okay. It's okay by your standards. She's good. She asked.
I'm not. I'm saying what she said.
And Ryan Reynolds says it's fine. They're acting.
So what? She crotch grabbed him. What? That's what people do when they're married. She's playing someone married. She's three in
right.
character.
I like it. Mm.
Anyway, I don't know what will happen with that, but I'm sure Justin Baldoni is like, we discussed stuff too.
Oh, I just think what I found most interesting is how many people are taking that shot from, I think it's a movie, it's an old movie.
Yeah, 2018, it's called A Simple Plan. And there is another, this guy was not injured by her crotch grab. He came back for the follow-up movie, which is called, I think it's called Another Simple Plan, or it's A Simple Favor, that's what it is, A Simple Favor.
I'm sure
Another Simple Favor, that comes out May 1st. It's like right around the corner.
Sure,
and he was like, I'll come back. Sure, is she going to drunk grab me again?
I'm walking into the room, crotch first.
Yeah. Hey, you want to try it out? It's the same thing. But it's, you know, bigger maybe. I don't know. Check it out. See. You decide. Maybe you remembered it smaller than it was.
I'm ready for your hug.
See anything you like?
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that the internet jumped on her. She's not a popular lady right now.
The internet is ready to pounce on anyone at any time, and she is definitely top of that heap. Pounce! Get her!
510 says, Glenn didn't take her to the wedding. She showed up separately. I do not believe that.
Yeah, he didn't say that, really. Well, he said he went to the wedding.
He's friends. She's supposed to be friends with his sister.
Well, yeah.
Well, obviously she hangs out at the house all the time. Yeah, I mean, no, right? You don't just randomly invite Sydney Sweeney to your wedding and she shows up. She was in a movie with your brother and that's when you met her and they were making out by the outdoor fireplace at your house.
He has so a nude scene in that movie and that's the only scene I actually saw.
Oh.
I don't see him.
Are they getting busy?
They don't show
how
his
nude.
He's completely nude, but you saw it?
There's
I don't know
lot.
What's going
there's,
on, but they're in the woods and he's naked.
Oh, fun. Naked and afraid?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he has to end up taking all of his clothes off.
I don't know the story behind it.
Are there like termites trying to eat him or something?
I don't remember.
Somebody call
it. But
Echo.
I feel like it's from behind. Like you.
Yeah, I didn't see
although
any
we
wiener.
We are seeing a lot of wiener in today's cinema and TV. I really like it. I feel like it's a very equal opportunity thing. And I wouldn't even mind seeing it in a more aggressive way. Like it seems like they're usually not feeling all that excited about anything. Show me some fun.
You want to see that at attention?
I think it's better looking at attention. Here's the next story. Mike White, who is a writer, and he's the guy behind The White Lotus. And he was actually on Survivor a few seasons ago. And he was, you rooted for him. He didn't win, did he?
No.
But he was great on there. He was a very memorable, interesting, clever person. Mm-hmm. So, and he's a writer, a Hollywood writer. So he says the entire plot of season 3 of The White Lotus came to him while he was in a hallucinatory state. He was scouting locations in Thailand. They knew where they were going to do it there. And I guess he probably had some stuff in mind for how he would do this third season. And he ended up in the hospital with bronchitis. He says, they put me on a nebulizer and it was like I'd smoked crack. Not that I've smoked crack, but for 2 days I didn't sleep. I was just laying in a hospital bed trying to think about what the show was and it came to me. So he was like having this kind of fever dream. And David, one of the producers, David Bernard, says, I saw Mike White the next morning. I saw him and he told me what he hallucinated. And it's basically the entire, that's what we shot in Thailand. Which is so, I mean, it's got to come to you at some point, right? Why not while you're laying on your back in Thailand in a hallucinatory state?
What's this nebulizer you speak of?
A nebulizer. They put me on a nebulizer. Is that where they're adding? It's like a inhaler, but you're getting
a nebulizer is a small machine that turns liquid medicine into a mist that can easily be inhaled.
So they kept him on it. He was on it for 2 days.
Getting misted in the face.
Whatever. That's what he's saying here.
A nebulizer.
I did not sleep. I lay in a hospital bed trying to.
It can have a mask on it as well.
So it's not like you're intubated. It's just like it's sending the mist at your face.
Well, like this, the first one I looked at, they're doing it to a kid and it's not even a mask.
It actually looks like like something you'd, an inhaler.
But upon further, it's these things with the mask to it.
I don't know what they're doing in Thailand. Maybe it's like a long-term.
I'm sorry, when you said nebulizer, I'm like, okay, I'm sure everyone knows what that is, but I don't. I got to look it up.
Well, they put them on a nebulizer. So anyway, there's that. They're in the middle. I think that the finale is this Sunday for The White Lotus.
Yes.
So good. It's such a great season. Let me see. Jean-Claude Van Damme's been accused of sex trafficking.
Why is he doing that?
Apparently these girls were gifted to him, so he didn't know. He's being accused of sex trafficking by Romanian authorities. They say he knowingly had sex with 5 women in Cannes, France. They say he knew were trafficked by a criminal organization. They were reportedly provided to him as a gift. Here's 5 girls. They're your gift for things you've done for us.
Kickboxer. Great movie.
What? So he deserves the 5 ladies?
Well, I'm saying, if you're a big fan of the movie.
Good work.
Good work here's on Kickboxer your, and Bloodsport.
Girls.
2 of the greatest action movies ever.
Oh, it's almost like those virgins that some people get. Like, here you go. Here's your prize.
Some people get gifted virgins?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
if
that.
If they die in battle. Never mind. I should not have gone there. They, do a jihad and they get 27 virgins.
I didn't know that's what you were getting at, but now I do.
Damn, what?
Yeah, anyway, back to him. Listen, what's worse, jihads or sex trafficking? I'm not sure, we've really got it all for you today on the Alice. Variety. That's what we got. So anyway, Jean-Claude Van Damme was accused of sex trafficking by Romanian authorities. They say it happened in France with these 5 Romanian girls who were snuck into the country and given to him as a gift. Jean-Claude Van Damme hasn't commented yet. He also hasn't been arrested. It happened in France, and a French court has to authorize criminal proceedings. So the Romanians are saying this happened, and here these are the girls, and it's wrong. Please, France, step in and grab this guy.
And they fingered him. They're like, that's the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually not clear if it's going to happen that France is going to step in any way, shape, or form. But just thought you should know that we should, be aware that guy is getting gifts of people. I feel like we shouldn't be giving people to anybody. But that's just my feelings, Vinny. I don't have to have an opinion about everything, do I?
I definitely would have returned them. I'm not.
Yes. No, thanks. I would have set them free and been you've made life choices or things have happened to you that have put you in a situation where you could be given to some rando. Vladimir Putin.
May have some regrets about having not done as many things as I could have, but at this age, I think I'm done doing things. I'm not going to catch up.
This seems like trouble.
5-1. Yeah. Nah.
Well, they're all coming at you from every angle. Oh, no. What's happening? Oh, it can be very difficult to say no to. But say no anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you got coming up, Ben?
CBD makes the news and more after these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Pictures from the show, all kinds of stuff up there. And you get links to our personal profiles as well.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Outside Lands. Aww. All week. Listen for the code word at 905, 1205, 505, and 605.
Oh, half an hour.
Text that code word to our contest line. The number you're going to need, and as Sarah pointed out, a half an hour is 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and a whole lot more. On August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Yeah, I told you this once before because it says Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more. Hmm. I wanted to call a band and more.
That would have been perfect.
Like every show always says so, and
those
more.
Those guys play everywhere.
And more.
Yeah. You love confusing people.
You're genius.
I mean, I
is
think
it genius is. Or is that kind of dumb?
No. What?
And bought more. Tickets for and more. Where are they? No, we actually meant that literally. Like there would be other acts.
You just get a lot of run. I mean, every time you turn around,
there's more.
And more. It's National Burrito Day, everyone.
Yes. Oh, National Burrito Day.
And I'll tell you what.
Delicious.
Burritos are the best.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea for dinner tonight. I'll cook those right up by walking down the street and picking them up at Grilly's. How you doing, Grilly's? Delicious. I'll take the kitty barbecue pork, please. Thank you.
What?
Did you say kitty barbecue?
Yeah, I take I want the kitty size, you know, because
Oh, kitty. I thought you meant.
As in a kitty. No, they don't barbecue kitties there.
Oh, well, that's what you said.
No, that is what you said.
I meant kitty, like a kitty size.
A small size.
Kitty. Yes.
Barbecue?
Yeah. Huh. I do a barbecue pork there. It's delish.
There's an interesting fact.
Agua fresca, too.
On National Burrito Day, California named Dwayne Roberts invented the frozen burrito in 1956. It was a beef and bean burrito that could be deep fried at drive-ins throughout America.
Oh, as in you would... Not we didn't have microwaves.
We didn't use them yet.
They would drop them into the hot oil.
And that's
like a chimichanga, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I used to work in a Mexican
restaurant. Way to flex. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. In Boston, of all places.
A place called Pancho Villa.
Right.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Sure. I mean, as legit as a Mexican food place in Boston can be.
Right.
Mm.
Weird.
Yeah. They had their own way of doing things.
Well, yeah, they kept their staff all hopped up on coke.
We did that to ourselves, Vinny.
Oh, that wasn't.
They didn't provide it. The management didn't provide it, though.
Okay. Yeah.
But the guy, the head chef, his name was Hamid, and he was the first Iranian guy I ever met.
And he was your coke dealer too?
No, but he was the Mexican chef.
Oh,
the Persian guy.
And what was the race of the person who dealt your coke?
It was a white girl.
A white
girl. She managed the bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean,
it's a little white chick.
Smart. You sell more drinks that way.
Mm.
Do you?
I stole more, too. It was crazy how I was just such a good person when I was doing a bunch of coke. Ugh. Best.
Yeah. You know what's always fun, too? Being around people on coke. That's the best, too.
Well, I was the fastest bartender in the East. I'll tell you that right now. Oh,
we have so many good ideas, though.
Frozen.
I think we want to tell you. Right. You got to hear about
God.
It. Let me tell you.
You
can't believe what's going on with the world right now. Can you believe this stuff? If you really think about it, we're going to end up being back in the jungle one day because technology is going to kill us.
Wow, you really had some good ideas. You're such a Luddite at heart. Technology. It's going to take all the jobs away from us.
Oh, boy. Good times, everyone.
Mm, yes.
The Supreme Court yesterday sided with the truck driver who wants to sue for triple damages over a CBD hemp product he says was falsely advertised as being free from marijuana's active ingredient and resulted in him getting fired.
Oh.
So he's a truck driver, so I assume he's getting drug tested regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a 5-4 opinion, it clears the way for the trucker to seek triple damages under a new anti-mob law. It doesn't decide his underlying claims that the product's THC content is what got him fired. So there's some nuance here, but ultimately, and we knew this when pot became legal, or marijuana, or cannabis, legal, was this was kind of the Wild West business-wise.
So we're going to have to figure it all out.
And there were a bunch of products coming out that were either, what's the dropper?
Oh, yeah, like an eyedropper thing of
what, the THC oil?
Yeah, yeah. The oils and stuff. You would add them, dropperfuls, into like what you were cooking.
Droppers, and then there's gummies. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of, and then they're putting them in baked goods and putting them in beverages.
I think the word for what you're saying.
Whatever it is, there's a bunch of different products available, including, and this is one that I've certainly looked into and kind of tried on a small level, CBD products, which aren't supposed to get you high.
Right. There's CBD is supposed to be specifically the benefits.
It doesn't have the psychoactive ingredient that would get you high. So
he's not suing his company.
No, he wants to sue
this company that got him fired because there was actual THC in this.
Right.
He's not even saying necessarily that he got stoned. It showed up in his blood.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was a small enough amount. He may not have even felt it.
Right.
You know, I mean, we talk a lot about me in high school because I liked pot and we used to go try and buy it in Santa Ana and we did smoke it. Half the time, all it did was go from normal to, I got a cruncher headache. Mm-hmm. Like it never really, and then the seeds would pop and the stems would ruin there's a hole now in the doobie and wasn't really that good of stuff.
You guys sound like experts.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, you just couldn't get anything that was worthwhile.
Not
now,
for $5 in Santa Ana.
Apparently, you can get, like, I've had.
It's too good. I've heard people who've smoked their whole life saying it's too much. You can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, lab tests taken after this guy was fired for failing a routine drug test confirmed the product did, in fact, have THC.
So he had some of it left, brought it to a lab, and they said, yes. Even though it says it doesn't, it did.
He sued the Vista, California-based Medical Marijuana Inc. and sought triple damages under the racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations act. Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff there.
Interesting, yeah.
But it is interesting because that product is not overseen the same way that medicines would be overseen.
Right.
So the FDA isn't going, we've tested that and we will put our name on that saying, there's no THC there.
Well, like you said, the wild, wild west. Mm-hmm. It's really, I mean, the oversight seems to be shoddy at best. Is there even any? I mean, people can just make whatever freaking claim they want to, it seems like.
And that's been, I'm sure there's plenty of people who've gone, I spent $15 on a CBD and I didn't feel a thing. And other people who are like, I bought a CBD and it turned out to have THC and I was wasted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I do think that, in general,
well, it is a plant. It's like these plants. And so it's not like some just chemical compound that's been made in a lab somewhere and is being sold as a medicine.
It's an interesting situation where I'm happy to see that pot's legal and happy to see that people can buy it safely and use it
recreationally,
safely,
medicinally.
The places I used
is.
To go to buy the stuff were full on danger zones.
Yeah.
Like
you
super,
were living on the edge.
Super stupid. You know, and my broken down car that luckily got me out of those places regularly, but.
Well, his car broke down. Let's strip it. There's nothing on it. Just keep walking. Nothing. Don't even want the tires.
Nothing to see here. Just
the floorboards it's filled with sand.
Yeah.
Who fills their car with sand? This guy does. Anyway, this guy's going to get to sue, and it'll be interesting to see what he can get.
All right.
I do think it's terrible in a situation where he goes to this is just me.
Yeah.
He goes to his employer and says, look, I took something that said it didn't have it. I'm a good employee and I want to keep my job. Like, test me again. I won't take the stuff again. And you'd think that would be cool.
Well, and especially after the lab came back with showing that this thing did have it.
You'd think they'd go, oh, yeah. All right, Frank, get back in here.
Yeah, maybe they don't like him. He's a jerk.
I do. Well, he might be.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know this guy.
In general, you hear about all these athletes that get suspended and, oh, It was in something my trainer gave. You're not supposed to put stuff in your body that might have something that could test you positive. Yeah.
And your trainer knows that.
And you have millions of dollars at stake. Mm. Like, so kind of, I guess what I'm getting at is you're not supposed to play games with CBD, dude. What are you doing?
Well,
if your whole livelihood is dependent on you passing that test, maybe don't mess around with that.
Maybe don't. Maybe get it tested first.
What did you used to call him? Lance Armstrong?
Lance. Oh, yes. You did call him that.
I never.
It was like a Tour de France.
No,
Lance Armstrong.
I don't know what.
Anyway, what about Lance Armstrong?
The point is, there's a guy who, all those years.
What am I on? My bike, five hours a day. That's what I'm on. Stop asking me about it.
He ruined it for everyone because whenever I hear someone say, oh, I wasn't taking that, I just think, uh-huh.
Sure.
Right.
I've heard it from the best.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
We all fell for Lance.
Apple seemed so mad at us for even thinking it.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah.
Apple has added eight new emojis.
Oh, what do we got?
I don't really get what the... some of these are just dumb. There's a fingerprint. There's a tired emoji, which I can see people using.
Okay.
I'll put that one to good use.
Yes. I'm so tired.
A purple splooge? Here, you look at him.
As in I just slimed you?
Put them up on the screen for you, too.
Oh, there's some those are cute. I can see those. You know,
what are you going to use a harp for? Was there a demand for a harp emoji?
Maybe if I was in orchestra, I would be like, oh, you know, the harp player was in such a bad mood today. And then the harp would pop up. You know, that's been, to me, that's the best thing about emojis now, is that I don't have to go looking for them anymore. If I type in a word and there's an emoji available, I can use it. Because remember when there were just a few emojis and you would like page through and you'd be like, oh, that one works. Let me get that one. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I give up. Like, I don't even want to use emojis, except for the five I use all the time. So it's nice when they pop up. The other day, you know, it started pouring and I knew John was on his walk and I was like, oh no, it's raining. And then there was an umbrella. And I was like, click, adorbsable.
Well, I'm always typing purple splooge, so now I can use.
Well, if you say splooge, it'll have a color. Maybe there's multiple colors. Maybe you'll be able to pick whichever color you want.
All right. A mom in Pennsylvania. Listen to this story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. A mom in Pennsylvania saw a guy signing books at Barnes & Noble. What year is this? Barnes & Noble? Book signings?
Are there still? Barnes
and
Noble.
Some of them, not many. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. Like, what is What's going on here?
A mom
books and someone signing
right.
them. Okay. Go
a
on.
Mom in Pennsylvania saw a guy signing books at Barnes and Noble, and he was all by himself.
Oh.
No one came
with all his books.
Is it a book signing if no one comes? There he was, getting no action. Sharpies all over the table next to him. Books piled up right there on the table to his left.
Look, guy, you wrote a book.
What's your name? Not happening, though.
Crickets. Your name's Crickets. Oh, that's weird.
Then she posted a video of him on TikTok.
Oh.
His name is Jonathan Stanley, and the book is called Purposeful Performance, The Secret Mix of Connecting, Leading, and Succeeding.
Oh.
It's weird how this works. I've seen this happen very recently. He lost his job a while back.
Mm. And decided, I know how to be a leader.
I'm going to be a leader.
I know how to do this.
I'm going to teach all the people.
I'm going to give them all my secrets to success that I don't have because I just got the fire.
I don't have a job, but I am going to teach you.
I do know how to do stuff, yeah.
How to be a leader.
Yeah, this is good. All right, go on.
Secret mix of connecting, leading, and succeeding.
So
anyway,
she
poured his heart into writing a book, hoping he could help just one person.
Oh.
Just one. The woman who saw him all by himself. So lonely.
He's so lonely.
She didn't have a lot of video followers, but somehow this thing went viral.
Oh.
And overnight.
Because it was so sad.
He's gone from a complete unknown, alone at the bookstore, not signing his books, to a best-selling author. He's currently number 9 on Amazon's bestseller list. Jonathan Stanley.
What?
Has made it.
Oh my God, the power of TikTok.
I mean, he's
number 9 on Amazon?
I don't know if he put it out there that he lost his job. That may undermine his ability to sell this secret mix of connecting, leading, and succeeding. Also, the video of him all by himself. I mean,
feels like the opposite's happening to him. Seems unconnected, leading no one.
And some lady, some mom in Pennsylvania, and TikTok. He's a
made
man.
So she did it. Did she do it just like to be funny? Like, oh my God, look at this loser with
this big
stack of books.
No, she felt bad for him. I mean, I think that he was sitting there hoping to sign books and he was all alone. He's a bestseller now. Congratulations.
I thought it was going to be like, that was their meet cute.
No.
They're not going to start
dating. They should be together.
Maybe. She's so empathetic and he's such a connected leader.
Super connected.
Never mind.
He's so grounded.
Don't play games with me with right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to get myself in trouble. Let me move on.
Okay. I'll let you.
You don't know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Oh.
What, do you think I'm an idiot?
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to play along with you. You're the one who's doing this right now.
Ah!
Move to the next thing.
Stressed out?
Yes. Thanks for asking.
So stressed out.
Try sleeping with a teddy bear.
No.
That's right.
Not doing it.
No, you should do it. We tend to think of it something just for kids, but grown-ups can benefit from it for the same reason. Hugging something soft is comforting and will help you.
I don't have room for that in my bed. I have that giant body pillow.
Oh, well, then you've got something.
I'm hugging that.
Just draw a face on it.
Okay. Yeah. Make it out with my pillow.
Did you just French your pillow?
I'm Frenching my pillow. Do you like that? I grabbed
Maddie,
you by the back of the head.
That was such a visual.
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have any cameras going right now.
Get on that, Bob.
That would have been viral. We would have just gone viral, but it probably never happened again, so.
I'm sure it will happen again.
No, it won't. I'll totally remember that we have cameras
at all
times.
Which way did you tilt your head when you did that? Are you a... You tilt to the right, right?
I guess so.
No, I think you just tilted to the left, though, when you...
What's wrong with tilting to the left?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be...
I'll tell you. Look, when I flip over my bed, I take my body pillow with me.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm laying on my left side, I probably tilt up to the right over the top like that. If I'm laying on my right side, I tilt to
okay.
the left.
Okay. All right.
I think I tilt to the right, man. This left
I
thing
think
doesn't
we all
feel
tilt
right.
To the right.
I tilt to the left.
Well, then you'd
for
have
sure.
to find someone who left
yeah,
tilts
so
for you, too.
Gotta...
Well, no, if they...
No.
Never mind.
Everybody's got to tilt the same way. This is a good
Looking
story.
Looking for a left tilter
really,
out
this
there.
This is a really good story about yeah. teddy bears.
It can help if you tend to lie in bed feeling stressed at night. It can help you sleep, especially if you start associating it with sleep.
Mm.
Teddy bears.
I want mine to have like a button on the back where all of a sudden it's going... That'd be good. Teddy bear.
You want a vibrating teddy bear?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Why couldn't I have a vibrating teddy bear?
Won't that hurt your boobs?
Oh, is that where I have to hold it?
Well,
oh my gosh. What do you think you should
say? Oh my God, my back is so sore. I was just going to lay on top of it.
Oh, your back. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
I didn't get it.
Well, now you do.
One expert says sleeping with a teddy bear is a lot better than relying on sleeping pills and a glass of wine before bed.
Oh.
So.
I've been thinking as I got older.
It's a healthier
move. Why not have a glass of wine at dinner? But I never do.
Why?
Because I'm afraid that I'll need it every night like I did with NyQuil.
That's right. The NyQuil addiction.
Wait, you know about that too?
Yeah. This come up before.
Mm. It's happened a couple times in
well,
my
yeah,
life.
I know. That's what, you know, probably he why sick. He knows about it and we know
I was just,
about
I
it.
I guess I forgot that it had ever happened before. It was only for like a year. Right?
That's a long time to be taking NyQuil every night.
Just one shot every night. It was great. I'd go right to sleep.
No.
No what?
You used to say very specifically, I just chug it from the bottle. There's no...
One sip. One sip. Because it was so, what a pain to have to rinse out the little cup every night. I just take like a swig. It would seem to be about the amount that would be in the cup. It was just like one dose. It helped me to get to sleep. And then,
it's in the name.
NyQuil. It'll quill you right out. So the thing was, though, it was, I would get so anxious when I didn't take it because I would try to quit it. And then I quit on a vacation. I just didn't take it that vacation, struggled with it, got it out of my system. And now I'm fine. Look at me. I'm fine. Even on Sunday nights, I don't take it.
Well, that's good to know. Mm. Are you sure you don't take it on Sunday nights?
I am.
Okay.
Yep. John won't let me have it.
Are you
anymore.
Going to now that you've talked about it? It's in your head. I know. You got to go home tonight, Jonesen.
I just told you that's why I don't want to have a glass of wine every night before dinner.
Sometimes she does tell us the right thing to say, and then later it blurts out of her that that's not at all what's happening.
Well, listen, it's because in life there's choices, and you know what's right and wrong. And so, like, since you know, you tell people that you choose the right thing, and then it turns out you haven't been the whole time. What? It's just human nature. I don't want to have a glass of wine every night at dinner. And I currently don't do that.
Are you going to tonight?
No, I told you I'm not doing that. That's how the NyQuil thing came up. I'm having a burrito tonight, though, for sure.
Okay.
It's already on my mind.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm sure something great.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.